Okay. So today we're reading a book called Llama Llama, Graham and Grandpa. This is written by Anna Dudney, and it's read today by Mommy and... Oh, really? No name again, huh? Well, friends, there is someone next to me, but he's been shy here recently, these past few days. And I think we might have to work with him and see if we can get him to come to and say his name. But I'll go ahead and start reading. And when you're ready, you just speak right up, okay? No pressure. Here we go. Llama Llama! Big, big day. It's a first. A special stay. Pack up clothes and PJs tight. Llama's going overnight. Who will take good care of Llama? Llama Llama's Graham and Grandpa. Bag and Fuzzy in the car. Buckle up. The drive seems far. Hugs and kisses, big hellos. Mama loves you. Off she goes. What do you think?
Where's Llama Llama in a baby seat?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. In the picture, we can see Llama in his car. And he is in the back seat, and he's got his seatbelt on. And it looks like he might be in a baby seat, but I think it's just a regular car seat. I don't think it's meant for babies. I think it's a regular car seat. And some kids, when they are big enough, they can sit in booster seats. So there's lots of different ways to sit in a car. Okay. A glass of milk, a yummy snack. Now, it's time to go unpack. Mama's picture in a frame, different. Also, just the same. When we're here at your grandma's house, do you see pictures of your mom or dad when they were little? We'll have to see if we can find some.
But I saw a picture of me when I was 2.
Yeah, because you were a baby, and there's pictures of you here. Okay. Take out socks and pants and book. Put the jammies on the hook. Feeling strange, away from Mama. Uh-oh. Where is Fuzzy Llama? Llama, dear, are you okay? Llama doesn't want to say. Grandma says, let's go outside. Climb on up, pretend to ride. Tractor's garden, grass to mow. Llama's having fun, but, oh. Fuzzy is still left at home. Maybe Fuzzy feels alone. You see what's happened, friends? If you don't have this picture book, then you may not know. When Grandma asked Llama if he was okay, it was because Llama realized he did not have his stuffy, his fuzzy, in his bag. And now he's wondering where that fuzzy might be. I think fuzzy is another way of saying stuffy or stuffed animal. Okay, let's see what happens. Grandpa's workshop. Lots to do. Wood and hammers, nail and glue. Llama makes a little chair. It's for Fuzzy. Who's not there? Time for dinner. Help get ready. Carry dishes. Hold them steady. Grandma's house has different food. Something squishy. Something stewed. Llama tries it. And it's good. Would you like more? Llama would. Dinner's over. Time for bed. Llama wants to wait instead. Grandpa says,
"Let's see the stars. Nighttime shows us where they are."
Take a bath, then comb and brush. Settle in for stories. Hush. Finish books. Get a kiss. Llama dear, now what is this? What's happening in the picture, Philip? Is Llama happy? What's he doing?
His head is down and his ears are down.
Yeah, he's looking so sad. Llama's lips begin to quiver. Llama starts to shake and shiver. Llama needs his Fuzzy near, but Fuzzy Llama isn't here. Wait a minute. Stay right here. Grandpa leaves, then reappears. Oh, I think this might be a good thing. When Grandpa was a special boy, a little boy, he also had a special toy. Big or little, young or old, a llama needs someone to hold. A grandma kiss, a grandpa hug, feeling cozy, settled snug. Llama's not alone. This is home. Away from home. And what happened? What did his grandpa bring to him?
His
fuzzy. And it's a cute little llama too, just like Llama's fuzzy. And he's all cuddly too. So looks like Llama may not have his exact fuzzy, but he does have a fuzzy. And a fuzzy is better than no fuzzies, right? Yeah, okay. And that, my friends, is the end of the story. And I hope you're all snuggly bugglies like little llamas should be. And that is the end.